Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. With the healing community. And who's the healing community? That's you and that's me. That's all of us together. Amen. So welcome tonight. We're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you that you are God of everything. You see all, you know all, you're in all, and nothing slips between the cracks, is left unnoticed and unseen in your sight. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that what you reveal, you heal. Glory to God. And you see everyone and what's going on in each and every one of us before we even come on the line. And so we thank you, Lord God, for the healings tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all of the healings that you've done all year long. Glory, hallelujah. Ever since we've been doing this, now about 7 years, I believe. And Lord God, we thank you. We thank you that you're the Holy One. You're the glorious one. You are the true and living one. Have your way. Move by your spirit. We continue to dedicate it all to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you here tonight. Here's our co-host, Elder Philip and Minister Linda. Welcome.
Good evening.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
I'm very glad to be here.
Me too.
We're ready for some miracles.
Yes.
Amen. Ready for the miracles.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
They're coming.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. So, let's say the ailments that have been revealed and then anyone, you can press your number one key and, you know, we can get started. Hallelujah. And,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, the ailments that have been revealed thus far are itching. The kind of itching that even if you scratch it, it doesn't go away. So itching. And it could be any from anything, but itching. And then a heart problem, things going on in the heart. It may be the physical heart. It may even be the emotional heart, but a heart ailment. And then sinuses. Anything going on in the sinuses, that post-nasal drip, the pain in the back of the eyes, and all in that nose and ears and throat kind of situation.
Glory.
Yeah. Amen. So that's all inclusive. Glory to God. So if you're going through anything like that, press your number one key. If you know somebody who's going through that, call them, let them know about it, tell them to call in. Or if that's not possible, you press your number one key and we'll pray for them. Amen. Amen. So I don't see any number one keys pressed yet. So, Minister Linda, you had a testimony you want to give to us? Tell us something.
Yes, I have a testimony. And I also want to say that I'm one of those people that needs prayer for their sinuses, because I told my husband that when he put it across. I said, well, that's me, because an antibiotic just about got rid of all of it, but I still have a little bit of it left, and I really believe that God can take that away. But, yes, I do have some huge testimonies. Our son Gabriel had like lumps on his leg that we didn't know. He's trying to get in with a doctor. He was afraid of a hospital bill, but he didn't really have his own doctor. And I'm trying to get in with somebody to see it, because it looked like it could be anything terrible, from diabetes to cancer. Who knows what? These horrible things on his leg, just great big like bruised lumps, growths on his leg. And there's been so many of us praying. And he called me last night and he said, Mom, they're going away. He said, all has been praying? He said, they're going away.
Thank you, Lord.
And then Caden, that we prayed for last week, he is doing great. He did have a minor surgery. He's doing great. And I have a little testimony of something that I went through between last night and today. My daughter that is 24 that lives at home, that has a bedroom the other side of the house and shares her little four-year-old sleeps with her at night, Mia, for several nights consecutively has been getting a knock three times on her window, and it's been scaring her. Just knocks between like 3 and 4 in the morning, and it's just been exactly 3 knocks. And it's just absolutely terrified her. Well, you know, before you go into thinking, is this, you know, something supernatural, you think, okay, what could be a cause of it? Well, maybe an animal. We inspected, and there was outside, because she has an air conditioner in that window, some animal dirt. And we said, well, that could be. But then my daughter-in-law said, but 3 consecutive knocks, I don't know. But we couldn't think of why a human being. So we still don't know if it's an animal or if it's a spirit trying to torment her. But I'll tell you what, I went outside by her room and I had a prayer meeting tonight, and I feel assured if it's anything like that, it won't be doing it anymore. And that's the authority we have in Christ Jesus. That's the authority we have.
That's right. Praise God. Amen. Whatever that
thank
knock
you, Jesus.
Is, it has no authority and it has no permission. In Jesus'
that's
name.
Right. That is right. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just excited for what God's going to do tonight, because I've just seen his hand at work so much lately, even with my own family. And I love it when they get to see the power of God. And also, when we're a testimony unto them and they see that we, as their you know, we're older, and we show them the confidence that we have in Christ Jesus, they see that and they feel that in us when they see that.
Amen.
And they know that we know our God is real, and then that's how they believe stronger, and it builds up their faith.
Hallelujah. Amen. The testimony and being a witness to a testimony is just that's awesome.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. The more and more I think about testimonies, the more blessed I get, you know, because I always thought, you know, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. How can that come together like that? But the word of our testimony is that the word of God has worked in our lives.
That
we're a witness to what God is doing, and that's what makes a testimony so powerful. Amen.
That's right. That is so right.
Hallelujah. So let's start off by praying for you. The healing community is here with us. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And,
I'm receiving.
Who just joined us, and I don't see Pastor Mom on tonight. You know, we usually begin with her, but I know that she went to sleep earlier. So, amen, because we always start with Pastor Mom. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I do see her on. Hold on one moment, Minister Linda. We're going to get to Mom.
That's fine.
Mom
to sleep. Uh-huh.
Oh, good to sleep. And I think Minister Mary, I think you're with her. Is Pastor, hi, Minister Mary. Is Pastor Mom awake?
No, she's asleep right now.
Okay. All right.
I can wait her, though, if you want.
No, don't wake her up.
No.
No, we're not.
That's
okay.
I don't want to be in the dog.
No, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes she is awake. Okay, all right. If you want anything, press your number one key later. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. So, but I will say this about Pastor Mom as we get ready to pray for you, Minister Linda, is that, you know, we prayed about the car. She had been going, having a car and having congestion.
Yes.
And wheezing. I would say that that's 99% gone.
Wow.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
So, you know, we thank God. You know, there was several things that have been done differently. One thing that was done differently is she's using a different kind of inhaler than she did, but I'm telling you, we prayed over that inhaler before we gave it to her.
Yeah.
You know,
praise Jesus.
And so she's so much better, so much better. Because we were up, you know, during the night, and she'd be coughing about, you know, maybe 3 or 4 big times during the night. And that's not happening. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So,
So
those of you who just joined us, I was getting there, and I don't think I completely got there. The ailments that were revealed is itching, the kind of itching that even if you scratched it, it wouldn't help. And for whatever reason, and then any kind of heart problem, whether it's a physical or emotional heart problem that's going on, and then any kind of sinus ailment. And so those are the things that were said tonight. And our very own Delinda is experiencing some sinus issues.
Oh,
so you want to tell us about that, and then we'll pray.
Sure. It started out with I thought that it was allergies or an infection, and we did figure out that it would, that there was maybe a combination of both or one. And I called in to my doctor because it was kind of like wearing my complete body out, and I was just not doing well. And she said that she wanted to call in an antibiotic for me, and she's really a blessing from the Lord, my doctor. I've had her for so many years. She's always like right, always knows what to do. And the antibiotic has pretty much wiped it away. But when my husband said that, I thought, well, you know what? It's not completely gone. And I believe when everybody prays, it's going to be completely gone. I'm tired of needing, you know, sore throat lozenges every night and morning, and because it's just nonstop draining.
Okay.
So I know God can heal me.
Okay, so you're feeling throat area?
Yes, it's just a constant drainage in the back of the nasals. Just it's draining. It's from the sinus area, and it's just draining back there constantly.
Okay.
It's not as bad as it once was. It was terrible before. So I think what I was dealing with was a mixture of the allergies and the infection. I believe the infection is gone. So now if it's, I believe that what we're dealing with is possibly allergies. I'm not a doctor, but if the antibiotic took the other way, then this maybe is what's probably the allergy caused the sinus infection because it was so bad.
But it could be.
Okay. Yeah, I think maybe that's it.
Okay, well, let us pray.
Praise you, Jesus.
Because whatever it is, and all that it stands for, it doesn't have any right, it doesn't have any authority, and it doesn't have any permission to be there.
No.
Hallelujah. So
Lord, praise you, Jesus.
You were saying something, Elder?
No, it just you're right. And besides, not only does it not have any right, but it was specifically revealed to you tonight, which means that the Holy Spirit has made a decision. You know, he's ready to move through us, and Linda's ready to receive, and this is it. This is it.
Yes.
And it might be it for a whole bunch of other people out there, too. I don't know. But this is it. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Catherine just got on the line, too. Amen. And we're including you in this prayer. It was revealed about sinus areas that's affecting the throat as well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together right now. In Jesus' name, you reveal that there's some kind of sinus problem, sinus ailment that you're going to heal tonight, and what you reveal, you do heal. So we thank you, Lord God, that your cleansing, healing, purging blood is going right into the sinus area right now in the name of Jesus, all throughout the sinus area. Whatever it is that's out of place, that's uncomfortable, that's hurting, hallelujah, that's doing something that it is not, was not meant to do, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that your blood and your anointing right now, hallelujah, is bringing everything in line and order and in place and causing healing, health, and wholeness to spring forth even now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of postnatal drip, you must cease and desist now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. If there's any runny nose associated with it, you must cease and desist in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
The other allergy symptoms, you must go now in Jesus' mighty and holy name to be replaced by complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. We bless your name for
Thank
it, Lord
you,
God. You are the Holy
Thank
One.
You
are
Lord.
The glorious one. You are
Thank
the
you, Jesus.
One. in Jesus' mighty and holy
name. Thank you,
name.
Lord.
Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you. We thank you.
Hallelujah. Receiving
thank you,
change.
Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I know God moved. I know it. I'm not really having any drainage right now. No.
Amen.
The nose isn't running, and I don't feel any drainage in the back.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
You, Lord. Well,
praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
As the Lord has taught us to do, right now in Jesus' name, we seal that healing. Thank
yes,
you
Jesus.
That it is
yes.
sealed in the name of Jesus, that it will not come back
Jesus.
Again, no more forever in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And then we extend it by the blood of Jesus and send it all through the generations right now in Jesus' name. It will not go to your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren. The bloodline is on it right now. It's sealed in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And if anybody else just experienced a healing in their sinus area, press your number one key. Let us know.
Amen.
What God does not be contained to one person. Hallelujah.
Not at all. Amen.
Before we go, I see you, Pastor Price, with your number one key press. We want to celebrate a moment, and then we're going to come on to you, Pastor Price. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body.
Amen. This song makes you just want to throw your head back, right? Look what the Lord
Amen.
Has done.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. I see that several other of you have joined the line. Tonight, just want to say what has gone on prior to you coming on. We heard some wonderful testimonies from Minister Linda about her son, Gabriel, who had growths on his leg, and the lumps or the growths are going away. Caden, we prayed for Caden the last time. Caden had a little bump on his eye, and he had some minor surgery, and the bump is gone. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And then we're joining her in prayer over her daughter has been hearing some knocking on her window every night around 3 a.m. for the past 3 nights. So we join our faith together.
Glory to God.
You know, for that
Glory
to be gone in the name of Jesus. And then there were three ailments that were listed prior to the broadcast, and that was itching in places where scratching does not help.
Glory to Jesus.
At all. And so praying over that itching. And then any kind of heart ailment, we're praying over that, whether it's physical or emotional heart ailment. And then sinus ailment. Hallelujah. And so we just prayed for Minister Linda, who was going through through that sinus problems, maybe from allergies, and had taken it before. And it was just about gone, just a little bit was still trying to linger on, at, you know, around the throat area and with post-nasal drip. And so we just prayed for her and joined our faith together with the prayers that have been prayed for her. And then all of it went away. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not feel any drainage. There was a constant drainage.
Oh, God.
So we thank God for all that he has done. And so we do think that other people have been touched, even as we were praying.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. So, Pastor Price, we're going to open a line for you, and we see you, Mr. Rachel, you're next. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle, Apostle Barbara. Apostle Kizzy, and for Elder Hawkey and Minister Linda and all the precious saints in their respective places. I want to say again, congratulations on the 10th year of the Get 'Em Radio family of ministries, and thank God for this particular time, and I thank God for each one of you. Give glory to God. I was calling tonight because I had been traveling a little bit, and I had swelling at first, and then it went back down. The swelling went down. And so I've been trying to be mindful of what I eat, you know, once I, you know, began to, you know, like I'm trying to eat healthy and not do anything that would cause some things to my body. And so today I've really had, you know, tried to eat very nicely today and to be able to, you know, eat correctly. But then this evening, we were having service, the date night with Jesus this evening, and my foot, my left foot is just started getting real, real swollen. And my three toes on my left foot, three toes, the baby toe, you know, the next one to that and the next one to that one, was feeling kind of numb. And I rebuked that. I've been praying over my feet, looking at that left foot. But then while I'm praying for my left foot, and my left ankle and my foot with this, whatever this is, and rebuking it. Then on my right leg in the front, just some terrible pain in the front of the leg, just in the front of the leg. I started praying over that. And when I heard Minister Linda talk about how she had, you know, prayed over herself and now she just wanted to get, make sure all this stuff, I just wanted to pray with my battle buddies tonight to come against whatever this swelling is. I've been drinking my water. I had an opportunity when I arrived in town. I had an opportunity to have what do you call fried what shrimp and fried rice. I didn't do it. I had an opportunity to have some fried chicken. I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't do it. And I made me a pan of with carrots and string beans and you know something that was really healthy, you know, to try to eat. And I did all right. I was doing all right last night and everything. But during the day, just today, that left foot, just swelling and numbness on those three toes. So I just ask for y'all to join me in prayer for that. And I thank God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Is it hurting or you just see swelling on it?
The one that was on the. Now this is the strangest thing that I'm telling you. Now the left foot is like really, really, you can see visibly it looks swollen, but I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Then the three toes and just feeling that way. But on the right leg in the front, it was, especially while you all were talking, it was excruciating pain in that front. And I was praying also over the toes. The big toe and all of the other toes, I feel like a presence, like a hurt, you know, like a discomfort over them. That's on the right foot now. The left is, the right is now the swollen. It's got a little swelling around the ankle, but the right foot is the one with the real bad, you know, looking like it's real bad swollen. But on the right one, I feel more pain in the toes. I can feel the pain around the toes, around the big toe and the other toes that are in there. and then that pain. But that pain that was really, really rough in the front of the foot, I mean, in front of the leg, I was praying and it lifted. It lifted up off of me. So I don't know if I'm praying. I don't know if God has given me a word of knowledge about somebody else or if this is what's happened to me, because this was so, this swelling on my foot was so sudden. We had service tonight, and I've been doing good all day. I was so happy, you know, doing good and you know, and everything. And so I don't know what that is. But maybe me, because sometimes when my daughter Amber, when she has been at school, and when she's at school, if I could tell if she got heels on, because all of a sudden I'll begin to feel pain in my foot. And I don't know if I'm feeling my daughter's or if I'm feeling somebody else. And even when it's swollen, I've actually felt it when it's swollen. And then I'll say, what kind of shoes you wear to school today? What you got on? And she'll tell me, oh, Mom, I wore heels, real, you know, heels, and I shouldn't have did this. Or I've been on the third floor. I've been on this floor doing this and that. So I don't know if this, you know, I don't know if this is God showing me a word of knowledge, because, like I said, it just came up suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
This real wow. bad swelling in my feet and toes. So I don't know. Like you also about that window, we don't know if it's a natural knocking or spiritual,
right.
something, you know, we don't know what it is.
Because
I've seen in my body, I don't know if you all have ever, I've actually experienced people, I was even experience what's going on with people, and then after I pray for them, it lifts. So whoever this stands for or whatever it stands for, having swelling, I stand against it. But I turn it over to you all, because y'all, I'm looking for you all to pray with me tonight. So
all
right.
Amen.
Back over to
yes.
you. Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Amen. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we're gonna pray with Pastor Price here, Pastor Helen, and
Jesus.
If this is a physical affliction on her, Lord, then I'm expecting it to just dissipate and just evaporate right off of her. If this is something that she's experiencing for someone else, then I'm expecting that person to just evaporate off of, and then evaporate right off of Pastor Price, because it evaporated off of them. So either way, Lord, I believe that you've got this covered. If this is her thing that she's being attacked with, or it's a word of knowledge, either way, you're in control. You definitely have it. Oh, here comes the anointing right now. Okay. So remember, you're delivered. If this is for someone else, you're delivered and they're delivered. Okay?
Amen.
So either way.
Amen.
Here it comes. It's coming. I better just be quiet and let the anointing flow. Lord, we let the anointing flow out of our hands. There it goes.
Thank you, Father.
All this
Thank
goes
you,
quickly,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, sir.
Thank you, precious
this
Holy
Spirit. This anointing is flowing out of our hands into Pastor Price's.
I curse
any pain in the shin. I curse swelling in both feet and toes. I curse and demand in Jesus' name numbness in any toes. I take authority over all of this in Jesus' name. As your spirit flows through us. So if this is for Pastor Helen, fine. If this is for someone else, also fine. We loose the power. There it is right there. These waves of Holy Spirit waves just coming all over
you.
Hitting
you
in your feet, hitting you in your toes, hitting you in your legs. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, I thank you, Father, that this anointing is flowing through us. Don't take it lightly. We don't count it lightly, Lord. We don't count it lightly, Lord. There it is right there. It's just flowing all over you.
Thank you, Father.
Up and down your shin, up and down your ankles.
Thank you, Father.
Feet, toes, still flowing. Glory to God. I command in the name of Jesus that whoever this is for, whether it's Pastor Helen or whoever, I command in Jesus' name that every bit of problem in the toes leave. I command swelling ankles, swelling feet. I command pain in the shin. I command all of you to be gone in the name of Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost is overwhelming
you.
Thank you, annihilating you in Jesus' name. And by the faith in the name of Jesus and the power of the Spirit, we overcome you totally in Jesus' name. There's still power flowing out. Still power flowing out.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God. Power is still flowing out. Jesus, we
praise
you. Jesus, we praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, the anointing is starting to lift, so I'm just going to be quiet, and you're just going to receive, and then tell us what's going on. We'll take it from there. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The first thing is that I started feeling the flow through my big toe. I'm feeling the flow through my three toes on the left foot. I'm feeling like little pins on the left foot. My chest started hurting like somebody having something with their heart. And on the left side of my head, to the top left, it started hurting. And then it's like another thing is the back, almost like somebody's sticking, like, you know, you would stick a knife in somebody's back under the shoulder blade. Like, oh, but I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing very, very strong. I feel the anointing very, very strong. I'm feeling the anointing very, very strong, like a wave of anointing over. I feel it very, very strong. Just coming, waving from the top of my head on down. I'm feeling the waves of the anointing. He's the Lord of Asir. He conjured the whole shata. He's conjured the Lord of Asir. Hora madeske bede kigam da doko hora Asir. I'm feeling like a pain on the side, on the side, on the side, the right side. Hora madeske above, right about the waist, around the right side on the waist. And then in the front of the shin, in the front of the shin on the left foot, not the right, but the left. But still I feel presence around the toe. Then I feel right now in the center of my back. And then up around the shoulder, up about the shoulder, on the shoulder now, like around the rotator cuff. Thank you, Lord. Whatever this is, Father God. In the front of the head, like in around the right in the front between the eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I give you praise. The blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the word of God is prevailing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood. Hallelujah. I just felt waves of the anointing. Just like somebody pouring something over me, like under the arm, under like the armpit. Lord, I thank you. Now the side of the neck, on the left side of the neck. I rebuke everything that's not of you, Lord. Everything, every spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name, come off of me. From the top of my head, even to my ankles, to the throat, on the left side of the throat, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against me in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong. Elder, tonight during the program, tonight, strange things were happening with the on the service we had tonight. There was interruptions and sometimes it felt like, I don't understand that. I thought at first it was my mouth, something was wrong with my mouth. But it was like, and I've seen this happen the last about 2 or 3 weeks, that all of a sudden my page, my thing on there starts jumping. And I don't know if somebody like remotely was doing something concerning the program in a remote way. So I don't understand that. Now my throat is going. Oh, that I'm on desk. I'm buying all the infirmities around the throat. So I don't know. We don't understand, and I don't understand all things, but I've been taking authority over and coming against everything that would try to hinder in that service that we have on Wednesdays. We have a Wednesday service at 6 that starts, maybe a couple hours before you all do on Wednesday for that second Wednesday. But we have ours every Wednesday. So there were things that are happening. But what I'm feeling is just like, I don't know what kind of assignments these are, but I come against all pain on the side. And then now the knee. Now the knee. A pain on that knee, this is on the left knee. And the big toe, toe. Oh, that I'm on my desk, that baby king on top. Turn it back over to you guys. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for just taking away everything. Everything.
So whether this is you or you and somebody else, what's happening down sin and below? What's going on down there? Is the swelling all gone yet?
It's still my over right above my toes are real swollen. It's the spot right above my toes on my left foot is puffed, and the ankles are puffed. I even felt a pain in the butt. I rebuke that too, in Jesus' name. And then the where my toes are concerned, let me see about this. When I lay my toes, can I feel them? Them three toes. They're swollen, but I'm moving them now. I'm looking. But they're just the top part is puffed up in the ankles. And the knee on that, the knee, right on the tippy part of that knee, on that left leg, all of a sudden is moving. But my right foot is just about no swelling at all. It's not puffed or nothing. No swelling at
Sister.
All. Yeah.
Sister, did this come on while you were just really, really seeing God move in ministry, because it's coming to me clearly that you've been under demonic attack, and we have to totally pray against that. That's what, in these various parts of your body, you've been under a demonic attack. And we need right now, the three of us together over her, to command these spirits that they cannot bother her anymore.
Amen.
They have no place.
Amen.
They're not welcome. They're not allowed. The blood of Jesus is upon you, and the blood of Jesus is against them. And right now we command every evil spirit that has came against our sister to leave right now in the name of Jesus. You are not allowed to torture her. You are not allowed to bother her. You are not welcome. And right now in the name of Jesus, we command you to leave and go back to the very pits of hell where you belong. We command you to leave her alone in Jesus' name. And may her ministry go forth in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Oh, Minister Linda, my daughters and I, my two daughters and I minister together on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I want prayer for them. They were stopped by the police today, right before the service. And they said that the man that stopped them was so angry. He was so angry, he wanted to find something to come at them with. And so we want prayer for the girls today, for Joy and Amber today, along with myself. They came on the service. They went on to minister tonight. But it was you would think it might be a Caucasian one, but it wasn't. It was a black man, he gave her a ticket too. And he gave her a ticket.
Wow.
She said when he got behind her, when they were coming up behind her, she pulled over into Walmart parking lot in order to let him go on by. And so she pulled into Walmart, and then he gave her the ticket, he said, for not letting her go, she said, she's going to fight this. Because she said that he said like he was an emergency vehicle. She pulled out of his way. And they kept him out there a long time. They called me they called me while they had them out there, and they text me first and said, "Mom, the police have stopped." Took about 10 minutes. Everything is in order. They're licensed. They got license. We got insurance. There's no nothing on, no kind of tickets or nothing on the car. There's no tags or nothing about them. So they couldn't find it, but they said they kept it back there so long, kept the license. They went back to the police car and kept the license in there so long. So I'm praying for them tonight too, with what's going on with them. But went on
whoever's ministering under that on that program was under an attack today, and maybe has been an attack for quite a while. I don't know, but that's what Linda picked up. So Linda, I'm going to ask you to pray over Joy and Amber as well, because this has to stop, and this has to stop now.
It does. Yes, it does. We pray over Joy and Amber right now in the name of Jesus. We call upon the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus upon Joy and Amber, and we come against every power of hell that would come against them and their mother. Right now, we come against all these demonic forces. We come against them, and we send you where you're supposed to go, back to the pits of hell. We command you to leave them alone in Jesus' name, and don't come near them anymore. The blood of Jesus is against you. You may not bother them. You may not come near them. You may not torment them in any way, any further, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your authority. We thank you, Lord, for your power. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. We thank you for your power. We thank you for Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I will say this, that sometimes in the household, I felt like there were legions and groups of spirits that would try to come against us, at us and those girls in that household. So I've been taking authority over all legions and groups of spirits that would try to come and try to come against us. So thank you for standing with me in prayer. In Jesus' name, I turn it back over to you all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Now I'm going to go back. Looks like the Lord already manifested himself on your right foot. Stuff about the left foot stuff. Is that, how's that?
By the way, it looks a little, not as quite as puffy as it was. It's still puffy, but I'm moving my toes real good. All my toes. It's still kind of looking
good.
We're
going to pray again. Thank God for what he's done, but we're going to pray again.
Yes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Not only have you broken the spiritual attack that was on this family that regarding the ministry, but also you have already manifested yourself on the right foot area. So now we're going to ask you to, again, manifest yourself. There it goes right there. There's another wave of healing coming on you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Come out of our right hand.
You,
in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. I feel that wave. I lay my hand right now on that left foot. Hold it up.
And I command supernaturally this swelling to be gone.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I don't know, the word poison came to me. If that's relevant, great. If not, okay. We're not going to shoot me. I rebuke any poison in Jesus' name that would be in this left foot or toes. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I command you to get out. You have no poison there. I rebuke your effects. I rebuke your effects in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I command even supernaturally the foot to begin to shrink back to normal size, the toes to go back to normal size, and all feeling come into the toes and foot in the name of Jesus, supernaturally by the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Lord, that you're doing it right now, and I sense in my spirit that you are literally doing it right now. And I thank you, Father, for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder, when you said, Elder Hawking, when you said, I rebuke all poison.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord just opened my eyes to let me see what I had did today. Oh, my goodness. I had, my mom had some drink. It's a drink. And it's a caramel. Apostle knows what it is. What's the caramel drink, Mama God? What's it called?
It's an Atkins protein drink.
Yeah, protein drink. So
okay.
I looked at the ingredients today, and I saw that it had soy in it. And in past times, I don't claim it, but I have been allergic to soy. And so
okay.
I looked at the ingredients on it today. I said, it ain't gonna hurt me. I'm gonna drink me some of this. And so before we had service today, I got one of the soy drinks, one of the protein drinks, and I drank that so I could have something to, you know, to eat before I went into service today. And when you said, I rebuke all poison, for me, it sometimes it acts like a poison, soy does, but I said, that ain't going to bother me. That's not going
to
hurt me. While I was sitting drinking it, I said, well, I said earlier today, about 2 or 3 hours ago, I said, now, it shouldn't hurt me. This soy and this ain't going to hurt me. And I went on. But the devil is a liar. And that's when I said, now, how could I go from my foot being down today, you know, down today, and then for me to be in the service, and all of a sudden my foot starts swelling that bad, you know? And then mm-hmm. And I've forgotten that I had drank that soy. And it has soy in it. It's got soy in it.
Glory.
Because I can remember when I used to try to drink soy milk, and I didn't know it was making me sick. And
mm-hmm.
and then if I get cookies or something that I've gotten, I don't care what, if it's got soy in it, it begins to affect my body. And when
That is amazing. I mean, because really, I just thought, oh, Philip, really? Really? Poison? Really? Well, okay, just say it out. And if you're wrong, just admit it. You were wrong. But that's what came to me, poison. That somehow you had poison had been injected into you, and it was causing the swell. Glory to God! Hallelujah to Jesus.
Wow. God is moving. He's moving in a mighty way tonight because...
Wow.
Before,
look at
sister,
it.
You told us that the many things that you've been going through, I was getting ready to announce that people calling in, that I also want anybody to call in that's had any spiritual or demonic attacks lately so that we together can stop the attacks. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
And God just moved for you tonight.
I'll scripture over Pastor Price right now. It says, Lord, I know that she didn't fully mean to do this on purpose, but you said in Mark 16, verse 17 and 18, even if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt
Amen.
You. So
Amen.
I'm claiming that over her in the name of Jesus. She didn't really mean to be disobedient. I ask you to cleanse her from any, you know, neglect or whatever. But I claim that scripture over her in the name of Jesus. Even if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. And I command every harm that has been done by that drink or any other substance to be gone in the name of Jesus. I usurp you in Jesus' name. I usurp you in Jesus' name by Mark 16, 17, and 18. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
God gave that to him because, you know, some people, they just can't take certain things, and we really have to pray against it. I'll tell you what, I had to pray against it one time. I accidentally drank some fingernail polish remover, and that stuff is deadly, and I accidentally drank some.
Wow.
You know, it was really stupid of me, but it was early in the morning and I was really tired and I had to get the kids off to school and I had a big event at work that I had to do and I had to do my fingernails because I worked in the cosmetic industry. And I had two cups sitting there. One cup had my coffee in it, and one cup was empty that I was putting cotton balls of nail polish remover into it. And accidentally,
wow.
A couple of those, I must have been so tired that I threw them in my cup of coffee, and I drank that cup of coffee, and then I seen what was in the bottom of it, and I went into prayer. So, you know, when we accidentally take something that is poison, God can heal us, and he can touch us when something like that happens.
Yeah.
He can heal us.
Wow. So, Pastor Price, tell us what's going on now in your left foot. What's going on?
Yeah, I came here to show Mary and Mama. Mama's woe when she was saying, asking me, hello, how come you didn't tell me? I didn't know. I said it just happened during the service. That's where we're in the room now, in Mom's room right now. I was showing Mary to see the difference in the foot. You know, this one is my right foot is all the way down. I don't even think it's just a tiny bit on that, just a tiny bit. But on that left, but this has gone down since we started praying. It's gone down some. It's still got that puffiness across the top and on that side over there. But I stand and I claim that nothing, that it will hurt, harm or hurt me. I'm not claiming these allergies to soy. I'm not claiming this allergy to soy. And I thank God for it, for that, you know. But for this time, it tried to be poison for me, but it ain't going to keep on being poison. Because so many things have soy in it now. I didn't know how many. Do you know Girl Scout cookies have soy in it? They have so many products with soy in it that is as a filler. And my children, when they've tried to give me food, they always check and see if there's any soy in it. And so when I looked at that in the kitchen, I said, I'm going to drink this. It ain't going. That couldn't hurt me. It just couldn't hurt me. And I prayed over it, but I just thank God for tonight and for God just working in that, you know, and working in that thing. And by the way, Apostle, that's some good. That would taste just so good. just say hi to Mama, you all. Apostle, she says, is that Barbara talking? Say hi to Mama.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Good
to hear from you.
Okay.
How you feeling, Mama?
You know,
I'm feeling fine.
Is there anything you want Elder Hawkey to pray for you for? Do you want to pray about that arm? Your arm?
Well, the arm ain't hurting.
Oh, good. Is everything all right?
It's all right.
All right, Mama.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
That's really good.
Praise you, Jesus.
Well, Pastor Price and Minister Mary been taking good care of Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
That's good. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Glory to God.
Wow.
We up in bed with Mama.
Yes. Praise you, Jesus.
And she was hot. Yeah, she was hot. It's hot up in here. It's very warm up in the room here.
All right. It was a hot day. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
you know, turn the fan on. Tell Mary to bring her big fan in there for a minute. Cool her off.
Mm-hmm. She said, bring the big fan in here. Tell her you did it. Tell her. So you did it. Yes,
I did it.
It's already, and it's cool, and Mama could be cooled off right now.
Hallelujah.
She's nice and cool now. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you all for the prayer. I want, because I know the other people want to get prayer tonight, but thank you all so much. And I thank you all for praying and I'm feeling my toes the little toes are better. The swelling has gone down some, and I believe God for all of it to go down. And I want to say to you as I go up, I'm getting ready to go get Mom's her snack for tonight, and get ready to get her she eats a little bit of a snack tonight. But this was I felt the waves and waves. Some people say, well, I feel the anointing. When I was in there and I just could feel the waves. of the anointing just coming over me from the top of my head, but it looked like as it was coming down on me, and I still feel the wave right now. I still feel it right now. As it was coming down on me, it was like it was highlighting other things, like the top of the head, the side of the neck, the side on that side, that throat, the throat going down and just coming down all the way down. So I praise God for his anointing tonight. Thank God for moving in and through you all tonight, and I give glory. I know that when I've called before, when I was really ill, I don't know if that was a couple of years ago or somewhere like in that, and I remember you all praying for me then, and we joined in faith then, and God lifted that thing. So I know that there's a special anointing. That's why sometimes we say, I've done all I can do. Sometimes we don't know enough to do. And then that's why God has the two or three of two of us agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask.
That's
it will
right.
be done for us by the
that's
Father
right.
in heaven. So,
that's
so
right.
thank
Amen.
You all so much for praying.
That's
and thank
right.
God for the anointing on you and Apostle and each one. And I'm going to get ready to go back on mute. I'm going in to get my mom's, you know Apostle when mom gets at 9 o'clock.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Love you all, and thank you
that's
so
awesome.
Much.
Love
thank
you.
You.
Thank you
for calling. Glory to God.
And,
glory
and,
to God.
You know,
what
a night. As your foot goes down, Texas, okay? Text me
sure
and let
will.
Me know, and I'll keep looking. Okay. Thank you.
All
praise
right. And Mary also suggested that I drink a lot of water now to cleanse that out. It cleanses out
yes.
anything, too. So I'm going to give this one. I'm going in and give me some water, too.
Amen.
Yeah, okay.
God bless you. Going back on me now.
Okay, and I believe before we move any further, we can give God some praise. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He
amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. For her feet to go down, you know, the right side, while we were yet on the line with her, and then the left side started to go down as well. So we thank God that it is complete. And I didn't say it while she was on the line. Seal that healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, you've been holding on. Pastor Catherine, you've been holding on. We're getting to you. Amen. Minister Rachel?
Hi. I was going to say, when you said allergies, my son prayed for Rasheem because he was going through again with that, and I don't want that stuff to come back anymore. Oh,
amen.
Dear. And it was like a weird rash on Gabriel to the point that it started opening up and getting all pink and something, but for some reason God dried it up and it's much better. So I'm thankful to God for that. That's a praise report because I've been using, you know, the raw good cocoa butter, the 100% natural, kind of like the one that I showed you in that picture from Amazon. I like using that. That's good for our body. So I have some here, and I use it on my little prints and put just a little bit of Vaseline with it, and it's much better for skin. And I thank God for you earlier, Apostle. God bless you. For praying for Renesia. I was able to meet her and give her the crutches so she was able to make it back, but they gave her an appointment for tomorrow. So she got to come back out.
Okay. So she's not able to.
Yeah,
because
her feet
weight.
Swelling, it was about to do with swelling and things like that in her knee. And I just thank God that she was able to make it to the house. Because I was like, Lord, if I had a vehicle, I would have went and picked up. But just like I said to you earlier. But I'm just grateful to God that she made it back to the house. She was able to get on the bus. So.
Praise God. So now what happened with Renee? Did she fell?
She didn't make it clear to me, but she said she was trying to run to something. It was just a mix of stuff she was saying. I know she said something to the bus. She was running to the bus or something like that, and she hurt herself. But the way she described it a little earlier is like if she was at work and something happened to her, she collapsed at work. So she didn't make it clear to me, but I'm just, God knows the whole thing, the whole story. So I said, Lord, let the truth come out. But she's doing a lot better now. Because I still got my grandson, and she's in a room probably laying down. I know she's off work for a while, but I just thank God that she's doing a lot better because you had prayed for her. So it would have been worse, probably her coming down, but she was able to make it. Like, she couldn't put too much pressure on her left, so she had to really, and it looked like her ankles and stuff was swollen. She was saying her feet was in pain.
Okay. So her ankle swollen. Her feet are in pain?
She would be on her feet a lot because she works at the Macy's warehouse, and you know how they got to take the orders and stuff and fill the orders?
Yeah.
I've never been in a warehouse before. But.
Okay.
They remind me of Amazon, where my son said the Amazon thing. But I just thank God for his healing and stuff. And then when y'all was praying for Pastor Price, you said something about the head injuries. I would just I had to rebuke accidents because my daughter, my princess, she was in the pantry helping me, and my son ran down, and her head got hit in the head with the door. And then then today she was running in my bedroom, and she ran through my master bathroom, and her head got injured there. And I was like, oh, Jesus, let no symptoms set in. Let it cease and desist in the name of Jesus. And I had her to quickly put something cold on her head, Gabrielle. She's doing a lot better. So I'm like, God, please come against the spirit of accident and stuff like that. The blood of Jesus against that. Yeah, we've been under attack for certain things. And I was like, Satan, I will rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. I have no permission to do these things. I don't give you no permission because God has all the authority, and he gave it to me to rebuke you in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, just cover us, O Lord, in everything that we do each day. May we always include him in it and include the Lord God in it so that the enemy can't come in with his foolishness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Melinda, did you have something you were going to say?
Oh, I just, when she's saying about, you know, that they were under attack, I'm just, you know, nodding that's what was coming to me, that people would be calling in and needed to call in that have been under attacks by the enemy.
Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to pray about it right now. You want me to? I'm ready.
God bless you.
I'm ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Lady Linda and God, Mom, God bless you all.
Because
y'all were
talking
about. And then also Pastor Clark, oh, God, forgive me. Pastor Helen, she was, I was saying, also sore throat. And so it's like, oh, the blood, we had to come against that too. And all that other stuff, and all them kind of symptoms and stuff, and cold and flu symptoms and all kinds of stuff. God help us all. Because me, I can't take certain medications. I can't swallow pills and stuff like that. And God knows I will just stand on his word, Isaiah 53:5, and be all right, more than all right, be okay. And I just take only Ricola drops and stuff like that with honey in it.
Well,
I can't take a lot of different medications.
Right now, I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to come against all these forces of hell that have came against you with accidents, with the family, sickness, any torments of any kind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, We're calling on the Holy Spirit to flood our sister's house. We're calling on the Holy Spirit to flood our sister's family. And we're welcoming the angels of our God in her home. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we're commanding any evil spirits causing any trouble to our sister and her family, her children, to leave in the name of Jesus. We do not allow you to stay there. The blood of Jesus is against you. And right now, we are filling her home and her family with the angels of our God and his precious Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And the
Thank
blood
you,
of Jesus is flowing down the walls of her home and over her children and over her right now. And the power of God is moving throughout her home right now in a mighty way. And we thank you, Jesus, and we praise you for this. And we come before you, and we bow down, and we thank you, Lord, for your power and that you defeated every single enemy. And we praise you for that, Jesus. And we thank you that this is done for our sister and her family. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. There was some weird stuff happening with my right arm and my shoulder and my hand and everything where my wrist is and stuff. Just something weird happening. But I'm like, Lord, if this is a good thing, I thank you for it. But if it's a bad thing, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Because it's just feeling weird.
Just now?
Yeah, as you were praying.
Just now?
Like,
it was feeling weird.
It was feeling weird, even like as you was praying, just a little bit even now. And I'm like shaking it. And I'm like, Lord, what does this mean? Like my shoulder, my right shoulder.
If you're healing her right now, Lord, we're receiving it. If there's any tormenting spirits that are tormenting her body, we command them to leave right now. In your name, Lord Jesus, there's no tormenting spirits allowed to touch her right now.
Yes, and then
her body cannot be touched right now. We command you to leave in Jesus' name. And we call everything in her body, her hands, her fingers, her entire body, her wrists, her arms, everything healed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
How are you feeling now?
Much better. Oh, glory to
God.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Precious Lord.
Holy, you're worthy. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. You're wonderful. You are wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Feel healing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you were saying about about your right hand and your right shoulder.
Yeah.
What I think about is the scripture that says the right hand of the Lord is exalted, the right hand of the Lord is lifted up. You know, when we join our right hand with His right hand, awesome things began to happen. I don't know if you have had the opportunity to lay hands on Renasia. You know, sometimes we lay hands on other people, but, you know, with our children, they'd be like, don't touch it or something like that. But we get an opportunity to, have you done it?
No, only touched the crutches when I gave them to her.
Okay. All right. You have an anointing in your right hand, and that anointing has gone is so intense that it went up to your shoulder.
Hallelujah.
So when you get
an opportunity. I have a praise report. When God had to lay hands on Amber's stomach, she began to feel relief. And it was my right hand. And she went about playing for the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. So you, there's a powerful anointing from the Lord in your right hand. So
thank you, Lord
yeah,
Jesus.
Go in there and say, Renasia, I know you're tired. I know you laid out, but we need. I just need to lay hands on your knee,
I'm
your ankle, and your feet.
It's like God gave me the keys to the kingdom. I got the key to her room.
All right.
Glory to God.
And amen. And we believe, you know, the enemy going to get his hands off of Gabrielle, too. Because, you know, and thank you, Minister Linda, for praying. Because that, you know, that child is anointed.
I'm touching your feet. God is He's doing something right now, Renee. I'm just sitting here touching your feet and touching the way God is leading me. I'm gonna touch it. I'm gonna touch it. In the name of Jesus. He's gonna make everything along right in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
How do you feel now? And you got to start speaking life over yourself. No more saying your feet is killing you. No, you got to start saying my feet is blessed. My feet is healed by the blood of Jesus. You say that. You got to start speaking healing. Speak healing over yourself. Speak healing, Renasia. Speak healing over yourself. You can go back to sleep now.
Jesus. That's awesome.
Speak healing over yourself.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So she was asleep. Okay. We believe by the Spirit of the Lord when she wakes up in the morning, she's going to feel much better in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you for healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
All right. Keep me posted on it.
Okay. God told me to go with my son and lay my head on him.
Okay. Well, you carry on and just text me, all right? We'll join with you as you go. All right.
Yes.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you. God bless you.
Amen. I heard you. God bless you.
We love you. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah, we love you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Amen. I just see the Lord going all through the house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Pastor Catherine, you've been holding so diligently. Welcome, Pastor Catherine. Still there? Pastor Catherine?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Praise God.
Been on so long.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. So good to,
good evening.
Hear you all. Hear you all again. Look like you were just on yesterday.
Well, actually, they were on last Thursday, but not for prayer. But amen.
I'm not having any problems right now. But when I woke up this morning, it was like my throat was kind of really bothering me, like I was trying to catch a cold. But I had taken some, sprayed some nasal spray up in my nose. It looked like it's feeling better now, but I just want to come against that and that it won't come back again when I wake up in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. It doesn't need to come back.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't need to come back at all. Glory to God. That's one of the things that was called out, too. Praise God. Sinus-related stuff.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen. Science-related stuff in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you. This is another one of these that you called out ahead of time before the broadcast even began. We take authority over any kind of sickness related to sinus type effects that would happen with Pastor Catherine. In Jesus' name, you were called out before the broadcast began. You were called out ahead of time by the Holy Ghost. I rebuke every symptom. I rebuke the cause of the symptoms in Jesus' name. And you're going to leave and you're going to not come back. We take authority over you in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit has pointed his finger at this. He says, I'm going to heal this in Jesus' name. And that's exactly what we're going to receive. So I rebuke every symptom, every cause of every symptom, and I command them to be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no part. You were exposed by the Holy Ghost even before the broadcast began. Be gone in Jesus' name, and I lose healing upon Pastor Catherine from the top of her head to the soles of her feet in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Lord, and we declare it by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. All I have to say about that is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, thank you all so much.
Glory to God.
Amen. You let us know in the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, definitely.
Amen. We expect.
We love you.
Clear throat.
We love
Hallelujah.
You all too. And I forgot to say happy anniversary to you all.
Oh, amen. Thank you.
10 years.
10 years. Hallelujah.
10 years.
Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Have a blessed night.
Thank you all. Okay, thank you all, too. Love you all.
Thank you. Woo! Well, I almost made a joke in bad taste. Praise God. I'm glad I didn't say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord. Well, I don't see anyone else with their number one key pressed. Now, I did get a text. Oh, that was from Reverend Treva. She was saying
Hallelujah.
how she couldn't get on Get 'Em Radio yesterday. She didn't give up. She came back today, and she's able to get on today. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That hasn't happened in a while. But, you know, every now and then it happens such that, you know, people have a hard time getting on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
praise God.
Yeah, the last time that happened like that, they changed our phone number. So we just lift that up in Jesus' name. Yeah.
Well,
hallelujah to the Lord.
While we're waiting for somebody to press their number one key, I have another, just a bit of a testimony. I was in a deep sleep when my daughter came and woke me up and said, Mama, come. Somebody's been knocking on my window.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very scared. And it wasn't even me. It was different. You know, I know what it's like to pray in the Holy Ghost. I do it quite often, but it was a difference. It was, I wasn't even awake hardly. And I just started shooting out in tongues at whatever was happening. In such power that it definitely, because I was still, you know, half asleep. And the Spirit of God inside of me was like, doesn't matter if it's supernatural or somebody is trying to mess with my daughter, they're not going to get away with this in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, I mean, we still aren't sure what it is, but we know that God has it under control. I mean, we wanted to sum it up that it was an animal, but my daughter-in-law said an animal she's concerned would not knock three times. And every time it's three consecutive knocks, my daughter can count them. 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
I have a strange question.
Yes.
And if I'm completely off, it's okay. You folks can say, "Oh, that old guy's off." When I was a child, it happened a few times, not 10, but more than once, where I would be in my bed, my folks would be out in the living room watching TV or whatever, probably I Love Lucy or something like that, Mary Tyler Moore or whatever was on back then. And I heard somebody say, "Philip, Philip." And it was so real that I got up and walked out to the living room and said, I was half asleep, "What do you guys want?" And it wasn't my parents calling me. Is there any chance that this could be the Lord knocking and calling to Stevie, or am I completely out of line, completely off
that
base?
That could be.
Okay.
It could be, because one thing that I went into with Stevie was
behold,
that.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's what, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's what, I mean, and I'm not saying that the Lord told me that. It's just earlier when you shared that, when you said it was knock, knock, knock. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Apostle, what do you
get what you're saying. Well, I know that last night when I, just to make them feel safe, I crawled in bed with them. And I said to Stevie, I said, "Well, when the Lord told me that you were going to have Mia, he also told me that he's called you into his own. So you're called to do something for God, and you need to be doing it." And I told her that. So I could see where that would make total sense. That would make sense. What do you think, Sister Barbara?
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about Pastor Catherine was telling me the other day that her son, Pastor Maurice, was relaying a testimony from many years ago, and he said, she said she thinks it was me he was talking about, but he was saying that his aunt had come to town, and he was telling me, this was many years ago, over 20-something years ago, and he said that when every time he would go into the basement, he would hear voices. And he said that I said to him, I don't recall this conversation, but it sounds like something I would say. And that I told him, well, when you go down in the basement and you hear those voices, say Jesus. And so he went down there, he said Jesus, and they stopped. And he said he never heard those voices again.
That's right.
So,
well, and if this knock isn't of God, I remember my mother saying, I hope somebody's listening in because I think we're giving some important information. When my mother was a young woman, honey, I don't think I ever told you this. I don't know, but my mother was tormented night after night with demons and horrible faces, and was missing sleep, and she was like a genius in school. She was so smart in school, but her grades began to slip because she was tormented, just absolutely tormented. And my grandmother marched in her room one night and said, "This is going to stop." And she put a Bible under my mother's pillow, and it stopped completely, never to happen again.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, and the Lord will give us strategies. And we we have an arsenal. We have the Word of God. And so your grandmother literally put the Word of God, the Word of God that stands forever under the pillow. Amen.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. So that those
Amen.
Those demonic dreams could not come. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And it stopped.
So whatever
completely.
This is and all it stands for, it does need to stop. You know?
Yes.
And, of course, you know the story in the Bible of Samuel, and he heard his name being called out, you know,
mm-hmm.
thinking that it was his Eli, his mentor, you
mm-hmm.
know, calling on his, you know, and he said,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next time you hear it say, Lord, speak, your servant is listening. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing. So,
mm-hmm.
right.
You know, but whatever this is, if they say Jesus or the blood of Jesus and it doesn't go away, you know, then, you know, you're asking, well, Lord, is this you? Or are you
mm-hmm.
speaking to me, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know. And after that prayer you prayed earlier today, if that comes back, which I don't think is going to come back after that. And see, here's the thing about the Lord, too. What I've seen that just came to my mind is I used to see things in the spirit that I wasn't ready to see, you know, at that time. And
mm-hmm.
it bothered me. And so
mm-hmm.
It was from him, but he took it away.
Mm-hmm.
For a season. Mm. Took it away for a season because he's a gentleman. And,
yes.
you know, he didn't want you to be afraid at all of what was going on. And then years later, you know, he talked to me about it as I, you know, got a closer relationship with him. And he said he explained to me why, you know, I stopped seeing that. And he said, you know, now you know me better now. You know I'm protecting you, and I have you. Are you ready to see again? And I told him yes by his spirit. I should have said, Lord, you know. But, you know, by his spirit that I'm ready to see in the spirit. Because I know that he's with me. So,
yes.
you know, if that is bothering them and it's from the Lord, it's going to stop until they're ready. Okay? So one way
yes.
or another, that's what I'm saying is one way or another, it's going to stop because he doesn't want us
yes.
to be afraid even if he's trying to say something. You
right.
know, now, Bible so many times.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes. And God, you're right. God will understand when we're not ready for something because I've seen things. I had one night as a child, I saw things that a child doesn't really want to see. And sometime I'll tell the story. And I asked the Lord because I've received them at 4 years old, and I asked the Lord to please not let me see it anymore. I didn't like what I saw. I never saw it again, but I sure can feel it, and I know when it's there, and I know when it's around, and I can feel it. Even
mm-hmm.
though I feel God's
Glory.
Safety, I don't know that I want to see it again unless he tells me to. I mean, just
mm-hmm.
feeling it, knowing it's there seems to be enough for me. It's just... It's like my son says that has seen things into the spirit on the other side. He said that no scary movie or anything can compare to the dread and horror of the demonic realm. And that's why I don't know how people can take so much joy in getting scared because there is no joy in it. There's no joy in it.
No. Right.
Glory to God.
Not at all.
Amen. I agree.
So we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Yes. Absolutely.
As a mother of eight, I've had many experiences in Arizona. I remember after spending hours at the hospital with a loved one and coming home, and the kids' rooms were upstairs in Arizona, and my son was really being tormented. And I went up those stairs, and I don't remember if I flew open the window or what I did. But I just, there, such a strong tongue came on me, and I was commanding. And I kind of think I, you know, I opened the closet, I opened everything. I think I pointed to the window, opened the window, and I said, you come out, you get out of here, never to return. And he gives us that authority. And then when our family members see that that authority works, then they know our God is real, and it enriches their relationship with God.
Amen.
Build up their faith.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I wanted to say, we've talked about a lot of things tonight, and, you know, demonic attacks and all of that, and I want to plead the blood of Jesus over everything that was said tonight in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because I know when once, you know, we start talking about demonic things, it draws demonic things. So
yes.
I'm just saying the blood of Jesus is over it, that we're not
yes,
drawing anything. No demon, no unclean spirit can hear anything. They try to hear something, they get plugged up with the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, right now for covering all of us who are listening now,
yes.
those who will listen in the future, that we're all covered in the blood of Jesus, even right now, in Jesus' name, that no unclean thing can stick to us in any way, shape, or form. And we are covered. Everything pertaining to life and godliness is covered in the blood of Jesus. And we just
yes.
thank you for that now, Lord God. We mm-hmm. give you praise. We give you glory. In your presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Thank you for your presence. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That two or more gather
Jesus.
Together in your name. And
thank
there
you Jesus.
Are in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I do not see anyone else. Number one key press. We have people who are on the line who've been here with us for the past hour and a half or so. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Amen. As some just came on recently, let me let you know what's going on. The words that we heard for ailments that would be healed in advance were itching that scratching really did not help it, heart problems, physical heart problems, emotional heart problems, sinus ailment. Amen. And Minister Linda and Pastor Catherine, we're going through some sinus-type ailments. And then Minister Linda was led to pray over any demonic attack. A lot of that is going on these days, and we're just praying and coming against any demonic attack. The blood of Jesus is over it, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, if you're going through anything, press your number one key. Amen. We see you, Ministry Lane. Praise the Lord. If you're going through anything, press your number one key. You know someone who's going through something, call them up. Tell them to call in. We still got a good 20 minutes left, and not to mention overtime, but 20 minutes, the line's locked down. So nobody will be able to call in but the ones who are in already. Can be in. So, okay, let's open a line for Ministry Lane. Praise the Lord. Welcome, Ministry Lane.
Good morning, everybody. Amen. It's not funny, but I know it's God. Yeah, some itching
It's been going on for the last two nights, so I don't know where that's coming from, but it's got to go in Jesus' name. So I'm glad to hear that the Lord put it on Elder's heart.
Thank you.
To pray for.
Glory to Amen. Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Itching, you said?
Yes.
Lord, I just thank you that you still move by your spirit. You still reveal things ahead of time. It's a privilege to be a part of what you're doing. It truly is. I thank you in Jesus' name that you're about to touch Minister Elaine. You've already decided before the broadcast began that you wanted to do this. You were ready. You're allowing us to be a part of it, and graciously you. We stretch our hands toward Minister Elaine. In Jesus' name, I lay my hand on the top of her head as a point of contact, also to release the anointing. I rebuke every symptom of itching from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. I curse itching. I curse the cause of it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You were exposed before the broadcast began. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. By the authority of the power of the Spirit of God, I command you to cease existing. I command you to be gone. I command you to dissipate and disappear in the mighty name of Jesus. And we loose the Holy Spirit upon Minister Elaine in Jesus' name to bring this to pass in a quick way in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you. We trust you. We believe you. We know that you called it out ahead of time. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
God.
I receive it.
Amen. Is this one of those things you can check out, or is one of those things you just have to wait and see how the Lord does it?
Well, I do feel peace. It's like a peace came through over my body, so I received that.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah, it prior to me calling, it will, you know, just kind of like, you know, different parts of my body will just start flaring up.
Yeah.
So, but I did feel a peace come over my body.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
It.
Do we have any students that are picking up on anything else?
No.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We'll call it done in Jesus' name. It was revealed.
Okay.
We prayed. She believe.
Amen.
Minister Elaine is a very good receiver. She's a consistent receiver.
Amen.
Thank you. In fact, I speak Amen. That over her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every time you've called in, you have been a consistent receiver. Without fail, you have received.
Oh.
You have faith. You exercise your faith. You grab onto the faith of the other people who are on the broadcast. And in Jesus' name, I speak that over you. You are a good receiver. You do receive in Jesus' name. This thing is leaving quicker than we ever expected. You are a good receiver in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare that over you. Thank you, Father. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Thank
Just
you.
Just felt led to do that. Just felt led
to
do
Jesus.
That.
Sure.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. I feel the heat.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Loose that anointing on from the top of her head to the soles of her feet.
Thank you.
We loose that anointing onto every place that would even think about that. We loose the anointing upon her, even physical, tangible anointing in Jesus' name. For you did call this out. You did decide ahead of time you were going to manifest yourself. You decided ahead of time. You knew about it before we knew about it. You knew about it before we even knew about this thing. We loose the anointing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, over every area of her body that needs this special touch. The waves of anointing come on her in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're operating and you're moving and you're flowing. You're removing things that need to be removed. You're changing things that need to be changed. You're erasing things that need to be erased in Jesus' name. You're burning out things that need to be burned out and burned off in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're cleansing. You're cleansing anything that needs to be cleansed physically and spiritually. We speak all those things out, Lord, by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord. By your Spirit, speak out of my name. I have the impression, if this means anything to you, great. If it doesn't, praise God. I just have the impression of like a long, flowing, silky type. I don't know anything about styles. Scarf type thing around your head. Like a nice decorative flowing scarf thing around your head. I don't necessarily mean it's literal. I mean, I just got that impression. If that means something to you, wonderful. If it doesn't, praise God. Toss that aside.
Well, not right now, but we don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know that it's a literal scarf. That's just the impression.
That could be the Holy Spirit wrapping around her that you're seeing. That could be the Holy Spirit.
Like a very silky type, sheer type, scarfy type thing. I don't know anything about women's style.
That would sound symbolic.
I just have that impression. Again, I don't know that it's fairly literal, okay? That's just an impression that I have. If it means something to you, keep it. Be blessed. If it doesn't, toss it aside. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I can say that I had on a long
blue aqua. I don't know colors very well. Blue aqua turquoise. See, something in that. Apostle Kisney, bail me out here. I'm sure it's probably symbolic.
Well, mine was like in the green, like green color scarf, long. I had on a long kind of silky scarf today. It wasn't on my head, but it was around my shoulders quite a bit. Oh, I got it right here. Like this little black, green, several shades of green in it. And off-white.
I think the Lord showed you what she was wearing today for some reason. Sure sounds like
Glory to God.
As I had my head down and I turned to look to the right, I do have, and I just brought it in my room today, my bag of flags. And they're very silky, and I'm looking at blue, I'm looking at aqua.
There you and, go. Okay. Well, glory to God. I know I saw something.
Okay.
I don't know. I just know I saw something, okay? You don't know what it is. Just
and
forgive
it's,
me,
it's
ladies.
All packed in my bag, and I'm looking at it. The bag is clear.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Father. You know everything. You know everything, Father. You know everything. You know everything. You know everything about us. You know what we wore today. You know what we have in our room. You know everything, and you care about us so much. So you know about every little personal thing about us, Lord, and you care so deeply about everything, Lord, and we thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And
it's so funny because it's right at my feet. And I didn't even, you know, connect the two until, you know, the Lord had me, like, look down and look to my right. And it's right here.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You do know us. You know us. You care about us. You care about everything.
You
care about our physical, our mental, our spiritual. You care about our relationship, finances. You care about our spiritual relationship with you. Everything. You know it all, and you care so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Can we do something slightly a little bit off script? But I just feel like we could do this, and this would be very successful.
All righty.
I would like to have Minister Elaine, backed up by Apostle Kizzy, pray over me. I know both of these ladies are women of faith. Not saying that my wife isn't, but she is.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to have Minister Elaine and Apostle Kizzy double team me. There's a I'm not having it right this second, so I can't, you know, say if it's a 1 or a 9 or whatever, but off and on my elbow areas itch. Okay? They're not itching right at this second. I want it gone. It's way better than it used to be, but it's not gone. And my right shin as well. Now, it's not itching right now, okay? So I can't tell you whether it's a 1 or a 9 or whatever. But I want the two elbow areas and my right shin. I want that, even though it's way better than it was, and it's way better than it was last week, let's say. I want it completely gone, and I want you ladies to attack it, please.
Amen.
Okay. Is that all right?
Well, let me just say about the right shin, I can definitely understand that. And what keeps coming up is that spirit of torment. And so it's got to go in the name of Jesus and never return. This on and off has to stop in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We Oh, Father God, let the anointing, your anointing just flow through
your son's body right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the peace of God just flow through him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just cover every nerve ending in the name of Jesus. And we come against the spirit of torment right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up. In the name of Jesus, we command you to go from the root, whatever you stand for, we bind it up right now. Cancel out your assignment in the name of Jesus. We send a spirit of confusion to you. Your plans will be confused, and it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every part of his body right now, Father God. Being in perfect peace right now. We speak to the nerve endings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We speak peace to them in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Lord, his body will not react to any weather changes, any temperature changes in the name of Jesus, anything, Father God, but only your word, Father God, which says he is whole and he is healed by your stripes that you took on Calvary, Lord. So, Lord, we speak blessings over his body in the name of Jesus. Yes. We come against even the thought of it returning. It will not return in the name of Jesus. You have no place in him. And go in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes. And you will not leave any evidence, no physical or spiritual evidence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And while I'm at it, it also came to my mind. It just came to my mind while you all were praying. And my wife can testify to this. Last week I had a really bad stomach problem thing. Okay. For several days, and I really had to stand against it. I mean, stand. And then I was delivered. Okay. But it is attempting to try to come back while I'm here in Delaware for clients, and this kind of a stomach thing. It doesn't hurt, but it's just like an uncomfortableness. And then it also causes like gas and belching. Okay, not all the time, but sometimes. And you know what? That is not a part of my life. Yet sometimes when the attacks come, I have to just lay down. Okay? And it needs to not be a part of my life at all. So while I've got three anointed ladies here full of the power of God, I'm already in agreement, but I'm going to have you all, as you feel led, whoever feels led, to pray over me, because that's it. I'm throwing in extra power here, and I'm getting rid of this.
Oh, my gosh.
So it just came to my mind while you were praying over that I have to have you pray over this, too. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we continue to join our faith together, and we thank you, Lord God, that all itching, all that it stands for, has stopped now and shall never return in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, we join our faith together as well with regards to Elder Phillips' digestive system in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Just see your anointing going into his stomach right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And out of the belly flows rivers of living water. We thank you for all the living water that's in his belly right now. Hallelujah. Bringing forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. By the cleansing, purging, healing blood, even right now, hallelujah, going all into his gut. And these days people are talking about healthy gut things and unhealthy gut. And we thank you, Lord God, that Elder Phillips has a healthy gut in the name of Jesus, that all of the juices in his digestive system flow properly. Hallelujah. That nothing sits there and gets stale and ferments in the name of Jesus, but it processes, hallelujah, the processes on the inside of his digestive system are all functioning in the perfection that you created them to function. And we bless you for that, Lord God. We give you glory, honor. We give you praise, Lord God, for the complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I receive it in
so
Jesus'
not,
name.
Amen. So you're not receiving any of that tonight, right? No, nothing on your elbow, your shin, or with your stomach tonight?
Like I'm not having the symptoms, you know.
Like
through the broadcast, I wasn't having any stomach trouble. However,
okay,
you know, it needed to be prayed over because it just needs to not be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
I asked the question to see if it was feeling better now, but I thought you had said that you weren't experiencing any of that tonight. So
right.
Amen.
Right. So. Yeah, I can't report, you know, that it went from an 8 to a 1 because I wasn't, you know, because I wasn't having it, like, percent, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful. I'm grateful, and I'm glad I had you ladies pray over me. Thank you. And all of you out there, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Praise Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
Wow. Well, what a night.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. So, okay.
Elder,
we're going to let you all. Yes.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Elder, have you added anything different, like any liquids different or additional liquids to your diet?
No, ma'am.
So it's pretty much consistent with what you normally drink?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Amen.
Did you have itching before the Coke Zero? You know, when you and Michaela love that Coke Zero so much, but did you have itching before that?
I had itching months ago and got rid of it by the power of God. It just like it was there, and then all of a sudden, it was just gone. You know, like it was there for a week or two, and then it was gone. And then recently, it, you know, had tried to come back. But, you know, as was prophesied, any kind of tormenting spirit is no longer a part of my life. So.
Hallelujah.
There you are. That's right.
Michaela wanted to know about your itching because she's getting itching on her hands and feet, and you both are drinking that Coke Zero a lot.
No, it was before I drank that.
Oh, it was before that. Okay.
I would get itching in my hands, like the itching that you can't scratch.
Itching, Michaela said that she's had itching that you can't scratch.
Yeah.
That you can't scratch away. And you called that out.
Are
you having that now, Michaela?
Not now, but I'm saying that I've had it, so I want to see if that's the same itching smoke was having.
Is it the kind of, Michaela wants to know if it's kind of itchy that you can't scratch away, honey?
That's not what I'm having, but that is what was called out before the broadcast. An itching,
yeah.
Okay.
An itching that scratching will not make it go away.
Right.
Does it happen a lot to you?
No, it's happened in the past, though. It still happens sometimes. Like, I had it kind of tonight, like.
Michaela had it a little bit tonight. She has that problem that comes and goes.
Yeah,
okay.
She should be prayed over. That's what exactly
yeah.
was
yeah,
called
so
out.
Should. So you need to pray over her. Come here, take Mom's hand. Philip's going to
so
pray
Apostle
over you.
So, Apostle Kinsey, I'm going to give you a lead on that because you were the one it was revealed to. If you're okay with that, praise
I'm
God.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we just lift up Michaela to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for just touching them right now. In Jesus' name, whatever that itching was and all that it stands for, that it cannot come back again. It cannot set in, lay hold, or go any course, but must cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus. It has no right. It has no authority. It has no permission on them in any way, shape, or form. And, Lord, we thank you that you are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord, our healer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. I wouldn't have thought of that, but okay. Good. Praise God.
Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Well, all right. What a night. What a night.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, we thank you, Lord. You know what? I want to play this song, Look What the Lord Has Done, and then we're going to go into our time of receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior, talk about what's going on with Get 'Em Radio, our 10th anniversary, and then we'll bring back the Harkies to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He said he's just a name. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. He's done so much tonight, all of the healings in the name of Jesus. And then those that, you know, we couldn't tell right now, we're going to hear testimonies on them in the future. And we just thank the Lord in advance. Hallelujah. If you're listening tonight and you're like, wow, people are getting prayed for, people are getting healed, and you're listening to that and still saying, wow, I just really don't know if I'm saved or not. You know, I know my mother's saved, my father's saved, grandma, grandpa. I don't know. Well, God wants you to know that he loves you. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So he wants you to know that he loves you with an everlasting love, and he loves you right into everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So all that means is when you're confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe. Hallelujah. And when you make that choice, your faith kicks in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faith kicks in. And when your faith kicks in, you can really receive your salvation. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways. Help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, you are saved, you are born again, you are redeemed, you are a child of God. You are the church, I am the church, and we are the church together. Amen. You are all that in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so we pray for you right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And power to read the word of God and understand it, because the only way that you can understand it is that he's there right with you as you're reading every time. And he is there with you as you read every time. Hallelujah. And then we pray that you have power to pray in your prayer language. Glory to God. You heard tonight there were several of us praying in our prayer language. You have a prayer language, and the Lord wants you to pray using your prayer language. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just pray the prayer that you have power to pray in your prayer language. You may be in the shower one day, all relaxed and everything, and suddenly your prayer language will just come right out. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then what we want to do is to invite you to a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. So that you can learn more about the Lord, about his character, nature, who he is, learn more of the word of God. Hallelujah. And then learn more of who you are in the Lord. Amen. And so we also want to invite you to be a part of the God in the Mist Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. The Lord has really put this family of broadcasts together to help people to be able to learn and grow in the things of God. So on Sunday, oh, and by the way, the way that you can listen to, be a part of the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, is to call, all of it's by phone, 516-418-5699. Amen. And if you happen to miss any of the broadcast, there are allotted times, you can also go back into our archives, into our podcast, and to be able to listen to any of our broadcasts in its entirety online. And the way that you, the easiest way you can find us is to Google Get 'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. When you Google Get 'em Radio, then you will see us on our Blog Talk Radio platform. Okay, so on Sunday, we have church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is a senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, calling that same number, 516-418-5699. On Mondays, we have Bible teaching. Our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. And that's every Monday. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So every Monday, 12 noon, amen, and 1 p.m., 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. So you can join us and just learn, because she really digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to do that as well. On Tuesdays, our prayer time, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah, where we pray in tongues. We have four people to volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. Then we have interpretation of tongues. If you've never heard it, it's awesome. Hallelujah. And so that's what we do on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, and this is what we're doing today, we have our Wednesday the second Wednesday of the month, prophetic healing. So this is the second Wednesday of the month. We have one more prophetic healing, and that'll be next week, the second Wednesday, next month, the second Wednesday in December, and that will be December the 14th. Hallelujah. And that will be the last one for this year. So tell your family, tell your friends, don't keep this to yourself. Amen. Don't keep it to yourself where you come on and be feeling all good and everything, got prayer going on around you. Tell somebody. Amen. Tell somebody else. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, Wednesday, December the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And November is a long month. And so it's going to be a while before we're back together. But then again, it'll probably be real quick the way things have been going. Okay, Thursday night. This month is God in the Midst Getting Radio's 10th anniversary. Hallelujah. Thursday of this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Every Thursday, we're meeting together and celebrating our 10th anniversary. Now, we have several speakers who are going to be speaking each of those Thursdays. And then we're just going to have a good time during that time. Just tune in and for the surprises, because your name may be mentioned. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't miss out on that. So every Thursday in the month of November, we are celebrating. Glory to God. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go back to Elder Philip and Minister Linda for closing remarks and closing prayer. Welcome, y'all.
Well, this has been quite a night, and I can say that for sure. I'm thankful for the prayers that I received, but also thankful for the things that were called out and that we had an opportunity to pray for others. So that's just a wonderful thing all the way around. Little Linda, you got anything you want to say?
Yes, I'm here. I just wanted to say that it's a wonderful night. And I am so happy that people's lives were touched, including yours and mine.
Amen.
And praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. Wow. Well, I guess I can close in prayer?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for letting us be here tonight. I truly thank you for everything that was done. We give you all praise and glory. Lord Jesus, we give you all praise and glory. Thank you, Lord, for every single person who tuned in, who stayed with us either a short time or the whole time. Thank you for everybody who called in and received prayer. Thank you for using Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Price in the words of knowledge. Thank you for what you revealed to little Linda as well. And I just thank you for the move of your spirit tonight. We praise you. We give you all praise. And we thank you for everything. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. And Elder, I know you're traveling, and the two of you travel a lot, so we pray traveling mercies upon you, angels all around and about you all, guarding you and guiding you.
I pray that for myself as I travel back home tomorrow. Not like I'm going a long way, but still.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So we just thank God and pray we all get a good night's sleep tonight. By his amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And we'll end with, look what the Lord has done. Have a blessed night, everyone.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body.